Good day, friends. Welcome to episode one of season four of the Sounds from the Ziggurat podcast. Yes, season four. That one random episode of season three was so long ago, I feel like I needed to draw a line and start from scratch. First of all, we're going straight into some personal music news. Some really good things have happened over the past few months. One of them was actually getting to play a gig with my band, The Fall of the Ziggurat. We supported Torrid, A Love Affair, at the Brunswick, and I'm very happy to say that it sold out too. It was a fantastic night of live music and catching up with friends, and I cannot wait until we get the opportunity to do it again. Thanks everyone for your support and making it a very special evening. Secondly, I've also been in talks with my friend at the Brighton Sports and Social Club, and we are looking to get some live music nights up and running on Fridays leading up to Christmas. It really is a fantastic looking venue following their refurb, and could turn into a nice social hub and alternative place to listen to music and drink cheap beer. The first of these events will be taking place on the 29th of October, and please get in touch if you want more information, or indeed offer yourself as tribute to play. Thirdly, I've seen a few gigs too. I had the pleasure of seeing my friends Rapscallion grace the stage at Bar 42 as a full band. They played a fantastic set, only ruined by my drunken attempts to sing along and create bants with the members. This evening did have a bittersweet aftertaste though, as I learned that Bar 42 will be closing down. We start today's episode with a track from band stalwart Louis May. I've known and seen Louis play many times over the years, first meeting through a mutual friend. The last time I got to see him perform was at the Richmond with his old band Def Surf, and it saddens me to know that the Richmond did not survive COVID. They were making great strides down there towards live music, and its demise is a sad one. So let's take bets. 2-1, it becomes yet another off-licence or bloody barbershop, you know, things Brighton really doesn't have enough of. 3-1, it sits there unused for a long period of time, eventually becoming unattainable living accommodation. Or why not, as an outside choice, let's take 200-1, that it becomes a functioning venue again. I was supposed to get this episode of the podcast out a few months ago, but things have been a little crazy in the world of the Ziggurat. More to come on that soon. But back in July, Louis sent me over the track Trust and a press release about the song, which I will read to you now. Guitarist and songwriter Louis May has today announced the release of his debut solo album under the moniker of Crooked Fang. The album, also titled Crooked Fang, was written and recorded at May's home studio, The Nest, in Lewes, East Sussex. With the arrival of the COVID pandemic in 2020, May was, like many musicians, unable to rehearse, gig or record. So during the first lockdown, he set to work in building a home studio and learning how to record and produce his own solo ideas. He says, "At first, I wasn't sure what form I wanted to take it. I just knew that what I didn't want to do was make an acoustic singer-songwriter album." Crooked Fang is composed of 8 eclectic tracks that range from filmic opener Road Movie to the melancholic Carry Me, and drawing on a range of influences as well as May's own years of experience. He says, "After a month of experimenting, I tried to narrow the palette of sounds and instruments I was using, so even though it was eclectic, it would still have a common sound that makes it hang together as an album. I also didn't want it to sound too polished, and so there's a real mix of performance and programming, digital and analogue. While each song varies in tone and approach, it is overall a personal album covering the themes of love, death, mental health, dreams and rebirth. Normally I try and avoid writing things that are too personal, and I generally get inspired by what I see and hear around me. However, due to the restrictions throughout the year, I couldn't get out and definitely did not want to write about lockdown or the pandemic. So this forced me to look inward and go down a more personal journey. This has come out not only with the lyrics, but also the feelings in the playing. While this is May's first solo album, he has been a prolific gigging musician and songwriter since the late 90s, and has played guitar in numerous bands in the London and East Sussex area. Most notably, The Lieutenant's Mistress, Hands Make Fire, Idle Talk, and most recently, Brighton post-punk outfit Def Surf. He has also played on various sessions, and most recently has been working with composer Will Gold on various film soundtracks. He goes on to say, "From first picking up a guitar at 15, I knew I was a lifer, and all I've ever wanted to do is play music. So I just keep trying to get better, and I'm always looking for the next progression. What the pandemic and this album has forced me to do is actually stop, take a breather, and look at what I've done. So I guess the album is sort of an amalgamation of what I've done over the years and what I've got to as a musician, but also represents an exciting new jumping off point." At the bottom of the press release, it notes that for more information, promo requests, or to arrange an interview, contact Crooked Fang via https://crookedfang.bandcamp.com. This is Crooked Fang with Trust. Awesome stuff. Remember to check out crookedfang.bandcamp.com for the upcoming album. A few episodes ago, I played a track by Liquid Audio. This was the first incarnation of the band who saw a few different members over the years. I think I may have stepped in at one point too. I have a vague memory of a call from singer-guitarist Brian who needed me to play a gig with them the next day, and so I had to frantically learn a few new songs that evening. I could have said no, but I enjoy putting myself in uncomfortable situations and pushing what I'm capable of. Also, ego. Actually, I want to use this as a quick segue to give a shout out to Brian. He is an old dear friend of mine who currently lives down under. Their lockdowns have been relentless and he has not been able to make it back over here to see friends and family in a very long time. I hope we get to see you soon, mate, and put all this nonsense behind us. A random memory I have of Brian and I is in design and technology class in school, where he would try and convince me to listen to Robbie Williams. I think there was an argument between us over which was better out of the songs Karma Police by Radiohead and Karma Killer by Williams. I doubt I'd even heard the former Take That Star song, but comparing it to Radiohead was blasphemy. And also, one of my flaws is that I like to antagonise people for fun, and I have not grown out of this. Love you, mate. We really do hope to see you soon. So yes, Liquid Audio. Many thanks to lead singer Zach for sending me the almost completed Liquid Audio album. And happy birthday too, because it was recently his birthday. There's a long story behind the album, and I hope we will get to hear it at some point soon. For now, I wanted to wet the listener's whistle and play one of my favourite tracks from the album, and then perhaps in the next episode or two, we'll hear some more tunes and a bit of the backstory behind its troubled conception. I've picked the song that always had everyone in the audience singing along when it was performed live. I have maximum nostalgia for this track. It evokes so many memories for me, and I have a feeling that it might do for one or two of my listeners as well. This is Liquid Audio with Sleeping With Angels. All of you seven loyal listeners of my podcast may recount the many times I've spoken about my old band Infurion. Probably too much, to be fair. We even had Ad and Sion for a chat a couple of years ago to discuss all things music scene and more. It was a shame when I lost the second half of the interview in the great hard drive crash of 2019. But you never know, there might be an opportunity in the future to rectify that. Anyway, I've recently reconnected with Chris, our old bass player from Infurion, and most importantly, one of my longest serving friends. From our adventures in scouting when we were in our teens, to nerding out on networking PC games, making music and drinking many ales along the way, Chris and I had a lot of fun. He would always be the person to introduce me to new music as well. I would arrive at his house before Scouts, and he would usually have something new to put on the massive stereo speakers sat on the front room floor. I was first introduced to the song One by Metallica this way, after Chris had borrowed Jacko's and Justice for All CD. Justice is better than puppets. Of course, Metallica would go on to change my musical life and render me poor from the increasing cost of their concert tickets. A few of my favourite bands were found from borrowing Chris's CDs, and I have a feeling he never got some of them back. I better have a poke around the shelves and see what I can find. Of course, being adults, even if not acting like one, it's natural for friends to go their separate ways and lose touch. For the next 10 years, Chris travelled around Africa, and I stayed in the same place doing the same things. Rock and roll. It has been fantastic reconnecting with him, and once again sharing the things we were currently listening to, reminiscing about old times and drinking many pints of Badger at the Park Crescent pub on a sunny afternoon. Hopefully at some point soon we'll get him on for a chat. This is Intoxicated Pigeon, and the track is Bright Lights.
Yeah.
That was Intoxicated Pigeon with Bright Lights. I'd also like to note that Chris is paying his own homage. Homage. Tribute to the local music of our youth and slowly uploading a lot of the tracks, album and CDs to the Internet Archive at the web address archive.org/details/@Brighton Music Vault. You can follow him on Twitter as well under @BN1SongVault. Ripping and cataloguing tracks from the 2000s era and uploading them to the archive is probably a better and more complete way of preserving their legacy than this very podcast. Kind of rendering me obsolete. Okay, folks, thanks for tuning in to the last episode of the now obsolete Sounds from the Ziggurat podcast. I've been Mike. Thanks for listening.